to the COO Roundtable,
powered by PFI Advisors. Here's your host, Matt Sonnen.
Hi, my name is Matt Sonnen, and I am pleased to welcome you to the COO Roundtable, powered by PFI Advisors. Since our founding over 3 years ago, we've been best known for our breakaway work with large wirehouse teams looking to set up RIAs from scratch. Our breakaway clients are large enough to build an RIA on their own, but they're smart enough to ask for help. They have enough scale to negotiate attractive pricing with vendors and custodians, but they hire us as a guide to lead them through the countless decisions that need to be made around real estate and office build-out, their RIA technology decisions, such as which reporting provider should I go with, which trading system should we use, CRM, financial planning tools, etc. The transition of client accounts to their new custodian, their billing setup and automation, and then just general business strategy and an introduction to entrepreneurship as they've never been business owners before. While we love the work we do with setting up RIAs, we have always had a broader mission beyond just our breakaway work, and that is to further evolve the RIA industry from a collection of practices to businesses. Since I was first introduced to the RIA industry over a decade ago, I've always been amazed by the astronomical growth the industry continues to undergo, but at the same time remains relatively small when you consider that the Small Business Administration regards financial investment firms to be, quote, small businesses if their revenue is less than $38.5 million. While there are 13,000 SEC-registered RIAs in the country, Fidelity lists only 700 over $1 billion of AUM. By the SBA standard, most of those 700 are still considered to be small businesses, so it's safe to say that our industry has a lot to prove in the years to come. As the former COO of Luminous Capital, I am clearly biased on this topic, but I truly believe that the primary unlock of both organic and inorganic growth for RIAs rests solely in the role of the chief operating officer. Regardless of industry, the COO's primary function is to execute the founder's vision with both people and technology. It is awfully hard to grow organically if the rainmaker is stuck in the office the entire month of December, performing employee year-end reviews, or if he or she is on the phone with the reporting system at quarter end trying to get performance reports corrected before the next client review cycle comes around. On the inorganic growth side, we've written two separate white papers and several blog articles stressing the fact that in order to be successful in the M&A game, a potential buyer needs to highlight a robust infrastructure to a seller, showcasing the fact that should the advisor join the larger organization, HR, compliance, technology, etc. are all going to be taken care of, and that selling advisor can go back to focusing solely on clients and prospects once they join the firm. Who better to make this presentation than the COO? So again, the COO is at the center of both organic and inorganic growth. The goal of this podcast is to change RIA owners' perception of the chief operating officer as simply an expense and turn their thinking into viewing the COO as a revenue-generating role within the RIA. We here at PFI Advisors have dubbed 2019 to be the year of the COO. We've ended 2018 with a white paper available on our website titled Exploring the Benefits of Professional Management for RIAs, a deeper look into chief operating officers. And in our report, we identify the three core responsibilities of a successful COO. Number one, the day-to-day administration of the firm, where they execute the business plan and uphold the firm's culture. Number two, driving workflow improvements by managing vendor relationships and overseeing the firm's technology stack. And third, and probably most important, human resources, where they recruit, develop, and retain employees and staff at the firm as the firm looks to provide high-touch service to an ever-expanding client base. With this podcast, I hope to interview two or three COOs per episode in a roundtable fashion to discuss the strategies they incorporate to successfully tackle these day-to-day responsibilities. We will learn how their tireless efforts help the organization attract employees, attract advisors, and allow their firms to grow through referrals because the firm is able to offer state-of-the-art technologies and high-touch service to their clients. We'll also look to share the stories of hanging pictures on the walls, drilling holes in the desks, and duct taping phone cables together, as no job is ever beneath a competent COO. The most logical place for us to start this journey is by interviewing the five COOs that we profiled in our white paper. In early January, we will post our first interview with Jeff Furman from Coastal Bridge Advisors and Tony Cron from Sandhill Global Advisors. Shortly after that interview airs, we will release our interview with Gary Bonner of Avalon Advisors and Mike Lee of Lord Murray. And those interviews will be followed by a conversation with Trevor Chuna and Sean Kapuzinski from Sequoia Financial Advisors. This should be a fun ride and hopefully educational for other RIAs looking to take their firm to the next level. Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast, The COO Roundtable, powered by PFI Advisors.